Anyway, we are in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, actually in the middle of the Mishnah, on the words Kisris Mipnei HaPuranos. The Mishnah said that when a person does Tshuva Meisim Toivim, it's a shield from disaster. And he talks here about the Lashon of shield, because why should there be a disaster that there's a shield? So obviously he's talking about someone who did Averis, and is afraid of punishment, and he was saying that Tshuva Meisim Toivim are a shield for the Puranias which he deserves should come upon him. So he says here something of a chiddush. He says the following: Kisris Mnei Puranias Omar Bifnei. It's a shield in front of the Puranias. Ki Hasris Magein. I'm not sure. How is it? Do you have Nekudos there? How's it? No, the word Sris, is it Sris or Taurus?
Tris.
Tris. Okay. Okay. But is it the comments under the top or the Shva? The Shva. Okay. And I saw they call it Trisim, or the shades, the metal shades that block the windows. Trisim, they're shields. Okay. Yours are plastic, yeah. Everything's plastic nowadays. So they make people out of plastic.
What? Is he deserving of the Puranias?
So Chari is not. So why does it say a shield for the Puranias? It's interesting the way he, what he learns from this. I said, if you do Tshuva Meisim Toivim, it's like a shield for the Puranias. So whoever he's saying it should say, then there are no Puranias. So he explains the following. Omar Bifnei Ki Hatris Megin Rak B'makim Sha'ich Zay L'umas Pnei Hamayrin Olav. A shield helps if you hold it facing the people shooting arrows at you. V'ingam L'afanav U'ma'achrav Yairu Olav. And if someone's shooting from front and from behind, haloi alav lahakiv trisim mikol tzad, then he's got to surround himself with trisim, with shields from all sides. K'maimer chachamenu zechanu l'vracha b'medrash. It says the following: b'chol eiver she'osa aveira yaseh by mitzvah. If a person has a limb with which he did an aveira, his kapara should be to do a mitzvah, which sort of compensates for that. Part of the body with which he did an aveira. He gives an example. Alias l'tris lai mechuvin l'umas aveira. So he says the marshal to his shield, you got to hold the shield opposite the attack. If you don't hold it opposite the attack, it doesn't work. So by an aveira also, the shield of a mitzvah should be facing the aveira. He gives an example. K'moshe Amar David. He says it should be with the same limb with which the aveira was done. As David said, pal gei mayim yaradu einai. Tremendous amount of tears. Pal gemayim literally means a flow of tears came from my eyes. Al loy shamru Torah secha. And the fact that the Torah was not kept properly. Kihine amru chachamayinu zecharnu levracha. Kol hayitzel mechames beis David get krisis kaisiv leishtai. The custom was that when someone went out to battle in David HaMelech's army, he would try to get to his wife prior to going to battle. So that his wife was technically divorced when he went out to battle. And when he came back, assuming he came back safely, he would remarry her. So the purpose of this was so that a person not be an aguna if he's lost in battle. If he gets a divorce, then his wife is divorced. If he disappears in battle, or if he's captured in battle, his wife doesn't remain an aguna. There's actually a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos if the get was given on a Tanai, or if the get was given straight out, but that's not the important part here. The point is that when a person went out to battle, he wrote a get to his wife. Now, he's assuming you know the story of Bathsheba. Bathsheba was married, and her husband went out to battle. And David HaMelech saw Bathsheba and decided he wanted her, and he took her. He actually lived with her before marriage. Now, Bathsheba ultimately became his wife, and Shlomo HaMelech was later born from, after marriage, was born from David and Bathsheba. Now, David took a woman that was married to someone else, and technically he wasn't married. She wasn't married, because he had written a get to her prior to going to battle. And therefore, they were not husband and wife in a legal sense of the term. Although, technically, it was the wrong thing to do because she was married. I should add that she was a katana. who had no father, who was married by her mother, was given in marriage by her mother, which is a kedushin to Rabbana in the first place. Nevertheless, David says chatasi. David himself says he did the wrong thing. But what he's explaining here is the technicalities of the Aveira. So he says the following. Really, anybody who goes out to battle get Karisas Kaisav Lishtai. In Kele Chata, David by Mashalakach Basheva. Technically, David did no sin in taking Basheva. Kiyim b'mashara u'enav. His sin was in that which he saw and desired with his eyes. K'mashar kasvu. V'yar isha rechetzes me'al hagag. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of the story of Basheva and David, that he saw from his window, from the palace window, a woman bathing on the roof. She was bathing on the roof. Apparently, she didn't think anybody could see her on the roof. But from the palace window, it was possible to see her. And David saw her. And that was the Aveira. Chazal say, Loichoto David elobeinav. David sinned with his eyes. V'tikein einav zeis bebechia. And since he realized his sin was caused by his seeing, so he tried to, when he did tshuva, try to use the eyes for something good, and therefore he wept, using his eyes for a tikkun. Let me just finish. V'zer sh'omer palgei mayim yardu einai, so the point here is not so much the story of Bathsheba, but the idea that that Ava with which a person sinned should be used in turn to fix things. If someone drops his tefillin, people sometimes come over to me. They drop my tefillin, what should my Kabbalah be? So I tell you, if you drop your tefillin, your Kabbalah should be that from now on you should hold your tefillin over the table every time you handle them. If you show an extra zahirus in the tefillin, if you hold it over the table, then it doesn't fall on the floor. So that's the zahirus that should be. I remember when some goyim broke into Rabbi David's shul, how many, it was like 20 years ago, and destroyed some Sifrei Torah. So they asked Rabbi Avigdor Miller, what tshuva is there for that? You know, they destroyed some Sifrei Torah, so what should the tshuva be? So he said the tshuva should be that you should get a lock for the Aron, that you shouldn't leave Sifrei Torah. If you have diamonds, you don't leave them open in an open place. You get a safe. So he said that's the tshuva. The tshuva should be related to what a person did. I know somebody who had problems walking. He asked Rechai Knievsky what tikkun he should do, you know, heavenly tikkun. So he said you should learn Hilchis Regel Beregel. Learned the halachas of regel. Someone else, what?
Ketzer
her regel, okay. It's harder. Somebody else had leukemia. He told him to learn Hilchis Dam. I think it was Nussi Mateshin who was sick. I think he told him to learn Hilchis Treifus. That's much harder than learning Hilchis Dam is short. Those Treifus are gigantic. Said, Nussi, that, he said the Hilchis Treifus, he had an ailment. So the ailment, the tikkun should have something to do. It's not exactly with the same aver of your body, but the tikkun should have something to do with the issue. Yes, Yerchmiel.
So it wasn't that actual it's prophetic vision, and he saw some middles that's important for his empire.
Okay, but he still shouldn't have looked at her. Shouldn't have looked at a woman bathing. He still should not have looked upon a woman who's bathing. It was not a prophetic vision. He saw her, but he saw her. But it's true. He was attracted not just by the physical desire. He was attracted by what he saw prophetically, that she was somebody from whom Malchus Beis Dovah would come.
But, so how does it get to the point that if you do tshuva, you're not deserving, why do you need the keser?
He's saying that the tshuva is the shield. It should correspond to the Puranias. A person coming to do tshuva has Puranias heading his way. Now, it's not physically a shield that you put it up and it comes and it hits it and bounces off, but it means you should look at it that way so that the shield you create should correspond to the Aveira. Now, it's true, once you do the mitzvah, the Aveira disappears, the tshuva. Yeah.
Saying Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malek, what's under
various,
do you get Peronius?
I mean,
how does it work?
Oh, there are Peronius in this world, yes.
I understand, but before, we say there's
Tavos
also, Tavos
doesn't
come from the Mitzvah,
but
Peronius does come from the Aveira.
Yes. Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal
Malek, you do Mitzvah,
right, Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malek, but Einish Aveira B'Hayal Ma'ika.
Ika, I'm saying, yes.
I think so.
I
think so. There's the idea, Chazal say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a chesed, that he gives a person a punishment in this world. It's a pasuk in Hazinu. What's the pasuk?
You're doing the mitzvah to avoid punishment. You are getting a
spot. Shalem l'soinav.
Aparam
l'avidai. He gives schar. The Rishon gets schar in this world, and the tzaddikim get punishments in this world.
So, you're doing the mitzvah to avoid perennial. So it's not good.
Well, you should do it l'shma, it's true. But if it's a tshuva, what he means is when you're using a mitzvah as a means of atoning for an Aveira, then it should correspond to the Aveira. And that's what he said. So I don't know, what does that mean? I had a problem with my voice, so what's my tikkun exactly? I mean, what? Give more shiur. Maybe I should talk less when it's nourished. And it was a nice thing for a week or two. I wasn't supposed to talk. I really wasn't supposed to talk at all, so I tried to limit my talking. It was, I guess I should go my whole life that way, no? Only say things that I have to say. I say a lot of things I don't have to say. I don't know. Okay.
This is what David did between Adam and Mokam. What did he do Adam and Chaveru? I don't see any.
It says he sinned twice. He sinned. The Gemara says, David Bishnayim Valsloi, David two Averis. And the Gemara says, Eikam Maisa Basheva. The Gemara says there were three Averis. But, one Aver was the Maisa Basheva, one Aver was the counting of Klal Yisrael at a time he shouldn't have, and the other Aver was with Uriah in the Ben Al Machaveri. That Uriah Achiti, he didn't, well, he actually called Uriah Achiti back from battle, and David tried. David sent Uriah home. He sent Basheva's wife home. He didn't want the Chilul Hashem of she becoming Basheva at his hand, Basheva becoming pregnant at his hand. And if her husband would go home, he would assume the child is from him and would avoid the Chilul Hashem. Uriah refused. And at that point, Uriah became a Marab Malchus. And there was no tikkun to Uriah. The Gemara, though, calls it David's Avera.
How was he allowed to live with her without Kedusha?
So the Gemara calls it an Aveira, even though it's a hard thing, because the Gemara says, Kolo Imer David Chata, Eina Yalataya. One of them says David sinned, is making a mistake. Yet David said Chatasi. Our understand, and the Gemara says, David Bishnayim, Va'asalai, David had two sins, the sin of Uriah and the sin of counting Klal Yisrael. And then the Gemara says, Lo'ika Ma'isa Basheva, there's a third sin. Ma'isa Basheva, and the Gemara says, yes, there was, but for that he did tshuva. So, for that he was punished in this world with Avshalom, the terrible Peronius of his son rebelling against him and trying to kill him was a punishment. So Gemara clearly says that it was an Aveira, and the Pasuk clearly says it was an Aveira. So we understand, Kolayim David Chata in the Alataya means if a person looks at David's sin as a simple sin that on our level, somebody who lusted for a young girl, and did this, so he's a taya. Somebody who understands David's chayin on his level, a person has to take an Adam Gadol that he knew, the stipler of Moshe, and say he did such an Aveira, and then understand it on that level. So on that level, we realize that it's a whole different ballgame. So Kolayim David Chata in El Taya means on that specific, on the level of the ordinary person looking at it. But the Pasuk and the Gemara both say that it was a chet. So he adds, "V'tzarach Adam lizbeinin heitev mitecha peronios leida beizad David kilkel upagam shemida keneged mida." And God forbid someone is punished, has to understand what aveira he did to bring this punishment upon himself. In parentheses, brackets, he adds, "Ayin nefesh achayim v'sha'amru." They're supposed to have a closed bracket, which mine is missing. If someone sees a problem coming upon him, he should examine his deeds. Very interesting Gemara. Gemara says, if you see a trouble coming upon you, examine your deeds. If you can't figure it out from that, pretty good. You can't figure out an aveira he did. So you should hang it on bittul tayrim. So l'chayr temua. He has never bitul tayrus. He did find a sin. He He examines his maisim and he can't find the avera for which these yisurim match. For which these yisurim match. Then yitl bitl tayra. Bitl tayra is the global avera. And shekamayshav limudat tayra k'siv l'chol b'sari marpe. Just like limudat tayra is a refuah for all. Okay, lehepachas v'shalom b'bitl tayra. But otherwise, a person should try to do a tikkun that corresponds to the sin. So here I have to tell you, there's a very difficult idea. This idea that you have to try to examine yisurim that come upon you, a challenge that comes upon you, and try to figure out why it's coming on the person. It's truly a very difficult thing. Rav Palm was very opposed to ordinary people today trying to figure out why things come upon them. In the Siches Musar, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz brings about the fact that this requires great intellectual honesty. He brings a story he says happened. He says there was a couple that was dating, and the mother prevented the shidduch from happening. They were both interested. And the mother said the boy has a limp, and it doesn't pass for her. It's inappropriate to get engaged, to take a son-in-law who has a limp, bad limp, whatever it was. And the shidduch didn't take place. Subsequently, one morning, her husband was learning in the morning, early in the morning, and she prepared some tea and or coffee and cake for him before davening. During his learning, she was walking to give it to him, and she fell, and she needed surgery. She was left with a limp. See, after it all happened, she says to her husband, "You know, I was mefashvesh in my meisim, and I realized why this limp came upon me. The reason I got this limp is because you shouldn't be eating before davening. You shouldn't be eating before davening because you're eating before davening, and I brought you, helped you. That's why I got the limp." So, you know, Chaim Shulevitz made the point that when you're in the Gevedavar, you know, you don't see things in a way that should be obvious. So it is very hard to take people and say, figure out why this happened, because we're just not on that madrega. What you should do is take something that you felt even beforehand, you need to be misakin, you need to do better. And if it's something you knew anyway, that you could do better in an area, and something comes upon a person, he sees a connection. So if it makes sense anyway, then it makes sense. But otherwise, I mean, I hate to say this, but Maisa Shahaya, a person who was unemployed for a while, a person I know, I consider him a friend, and he finally got an interview. He's very excited. Now, he has a beard for the last dozen years, but his beard is gray. His hair is darker than his beard. Before the interview, he felt he wasn't getting job interviews because he looks old, so he shaved. He shaved off his beard for the interview. So he told him this, what he told me. As honest to goodness, he might hear this, I don't know. But he told me this. He said, you know, he davened in the morning, he shaved off his beard at 7 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, he got a call that they're not interested. The position was filled. So he said, he sees Yad Hashem. I was sure he was telling me he's going to grow his beard back. So I see Yad Hashem. What's the Yad Hashem? Hashem made this interview come my way, even though nothing was going to come from it, just so I should shave my beard. So once I shaved my beard, Hashem said, okay, I don't have to give you this nesayon to go over an interview for nothing. So he took it away. But God just wanted I should shave my beard. So I was dumbfounded. He shaved his beard, and then they called him, it's off. I would think just the opposite, right? But this is a true story. I mean, it's a negius that a person has. It's just astounding. And therefore, it's very hard for us to examine things. So it's got to be something that makes sense anyway. If it makes sense anyway, you're struggling with it. And then in the Sayyam comes, so then a person tries to fix the thing that he would have wanted to fix anyhow.
When we speak about tshuva, we usually speak about Charata, Kabbalah, or Asid. Is anyone else besides Rav Chaim Volozhin to talk about?
No, this means in addition to the regular process of tshuva, right. This is the trist from the Aparani.
But he's the only one that says that, right?
We say it every in Tefillah Zakah. In Tefillah Zaka, there's a tefillah we say when Yom Kippur begins. It's in the Ma'azer, not everyone, usually huffing and puffing into Yom Kippur, we don't always get to say it. But Tefillah Zaka, which was written by the Chayei Adam, is this idea. That for an Aveira I did with a limb, a mitzvah I do with a limb should, for an Aveira, if a person did an Aveira running to do a sin, he should make sure to run when he goes to, when he goes to learn. You know, a person who studies for a college exam and misses davening because of it, his tikkun should be that when he studies his Torah, he should, he shouldn't miss davening for that too, but he should miss his party for his learning. It should match. It should.
So every aver is opposite of an avera. Is there a list?
There's no exact list. There are mitzvahs haseya connected the Ramach Ivarim are connected the Ramach. It's almost impossible to give a list. The list of Ramach Ivarim is hard. The list of 248 Ivarim, although it's in the Mishnayis, it's a little difficult because even a finger counts as three in the listing. The joints are counted separately. So it's very hard to know which aver is against this joint, that joint, the third joint. It's just
very good. I sprained my ankle in the morning, so if I could open a book and find out what did I do.
Which
wrong?
One? I think part of it is the intellectual honesty and the person examining his actions, not just opening a book and finding anything. There's one more line. Ibn Nea Paranais, what's the limer? Afim Aparanais Kvar Ba, Makamaka Megina. Even if Paranais already have come upon a person, not too late, the person can still attempt to repair it.